Well, I see everyone's awake now.
我想每个人都已经清醒了。
That is a good start.
是很好的开始。
It's a great thought to be on the mountain.
能够在站在山顶上是很好的思想。
There's only one problem as we sing that song.
但是只有一个问题，当我们唱这首诗歌的时候。
We live life in the valley.
我们却活在一个低谷的生活里。
We're grateful each time the Lord gathers us together that we have a time to see a little thinner air from the top of the mountain.
当我们每次聚在这里的时候，我们好像可以来尝尝在天上，在那个高山上那个空气稀薄的那个感觉。
And this does prepare us for the valley of Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday.
也这样能够来预备我们在日常生活里面经过低谷的生活。
I have a question for the young people this morning. What is Beulah Land?
早晨对年轻人我有这样的问题，这个荣美之地是什么呢？
I can ask questions to the young adults here because there used to be an asked questions.
我可以来问年轻人问题，因为年轻人常常被问问题。
So what is Beulah?
Beulah 是什么意思？就是
Now I had to learn that word when I was real young because my grandma's name was Beulah.
我很年轻的时候就要来学这个功课，因为我的祖母的名字就是 Beulah.
And if that wasn't enough, my mother's name was Beulah.
如果这还不够的话，我母亲的名字也是 Beulah.
So I'm like Lawrence. I sort of get a lump in my throat when we sing that song for a number of personal reasons, and of course, mainly spiritual reasons.
像Lawrence弟兄一样，我每次唱这首诗歌，对我特别的感情，不仅是个人的经历，在属灵的经历也是。
So Jessica, from the content of that song, what is Beulah? Any of you sitting next to her can whisper the answer into her ear. This is an open book test. I'm listening.Well, this is why I asked the question. Because we can sing a song like that, have kind of an idea, but really, not really comprehend.
也许我们能够唱诗歌，但是我们并不真正明白诗歌里面的意思。
Beulah Land is the fullness of Christ.
荣美之地就是基督的丰富。
In two words.
在这个字的里面。
And this morning we want to just, for a few minutes, fellowship on this subject, the fullness of Christ.
早晨我们就愿花几分钟的时间来交通基督的丰富。
The fullness and purpose of God in 2006.
在2006年主的丰富还有他对我们里面的意念。
Before we do, we want to pray.
在这之前我们要祷告。
And I often ask, why do we pray?
我常常也问为什么我们祷告。
You young people again, why do we pray before we start a service?
年轻人们，我们为什么开始聚会前需要祷告呢？
Is it for the purpose of filling up time?
是只是填满时间吗？
Is it for good luck?
还是这样会带来好运呢？
Why do we pray?
我们为什么祷告？
The Lord wants to speak to us this morning. It is His will.
早晨是主的意思，他要对我们说话。
But He will only speak to those this morning who desire to have Him speak to them.
但是他只有对着有心愿来听主话的人，对他说话。
Now you all might say this morning, I want God to speak.
也许你早上每个人都说我要主说话。
I want to hear from Him.
我愿意来听见神的声音。
Now this is a most unusual thing. It is God's will to speak. He wants to speak.
是的，神的旨意，他要对我们说话。
But He only speaks to those who ask Him.
但他只对来呼求他的人来说话。
You might say this morning, I'm going to open my ears.
也许你说我把我的耳朵打开。
I'm going to really listen this morning.
我今天要好好的听。
It's not enough.
还不够呢。
Now tomorrow morning, you ladies in the first two rows here, that'll work at school. You open your ears, you will hear the teachers.
明天早晨，当孩子们你们到学校的时候，打开耳朵会听见老师的声音。
But when it comes to God speaking, there is another dimension that has to be opened.
但是讲到神对我们说话，还有另外一个领域我们要打开。
It's called the spiritual.
这就是属灵的领域。
And so we have to say to God from our heart, "You teach me."
所以我们要从心里面对神说，你来教导我。
I want to come into your purpose, your fullness.
来进入你的旨意，你的丰富里。
Your purpose in this new year.
在这新年当中，你对我的心意。
Not just partially, but to the max that you want for me.
不是只是部分的进入，而是要完全的进入。
It's God's will.
这是神的旨意。
It's your desire.
这是我们的盼望。
Ask Him.
我们来求告他。
That's why we pray.
这就是为什么我们祷告。
So in our hearts, as I lead, you pray along with me.
所以当我祷告的时候，也愿你用你的心来。
And together we pray to our Father.
我们同心的来向父神祷告。
This room can have.A lot of lights in it.
在这个房间里面有很多的灯。
If the switches are turned off, there can be a lot of lights, but no light.
但是如果把这个开关关掉的时候，还有很多的灯管，但是
There can be all the electricity coming into this building, but if that switch is not turned on, there's no lights.
虽然有电到电源的里面，但是如果开关没有开。灯也不会亮。
God waits to speak.
神在等候对我们说话。
Prayer is the switch.
祷告就是这个开关。
It unlocks God to show us.
他就来释放神所有要对我们说的
话。To share with us what's on His heart.
他可以神让神可以来倾倒。
Because He wants every single person here to enter into Beulah Land.
因为他愿意我们每一个人都进到这个丰富之地。
All that was in His life.Is what he wants to share with us.
这就是今天早晨他所有要跟我们分享。
Right.
听我们祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that there is Beulah Land.
主，我们感谢你，因为有荣美之地。
The fullness of Christ.
因为基督的丰富。
And we have the privilege of entering into it.
我们有这样的权利可以来进入。
Lord, we confess this morning that all of our trying and all of our effort, we cannot enter in.
我们向您承认，不管我们多努力，靠着我们自己没办法进入。
It's only by the amazing grace of God.
只有靠你的恩典，我们才能进入。
Can we enter in?
我们才能进入。
And we want to this day.
我们今天愿意进入。
We want to be.Prepared to come into the fullness and purpose of your life this year.
我们愿意你来预备我们，让我们可以进入今年你对我们所有一切的丰富。
Speak to us this morning.
早晨对我们说。
We pray in Jesus' name.
靠主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Looking at the young people this morning, I want to make this very simple in a very.Simple outline form.
早晨有年轻人在我们当中，所以我就很简单的把大纲先跟你们讲。
That really isn't for you. That's for the adults.
这是对着大人的。
In reality, the adults.
这是对着大人的。
In reality, I could make it more complicated for you, but when you get older like me.We have to have things very simple.
我们对年纪越大的话，我们只能够理解比较简单的事。
So I'm going to just talk about some of the B's, using the initial B, to simplify or outline the subject of the fullness and purpose of God.
我就想到用英文字母里面的 B 这几个字来讲到神的丰富。
I know that doesn't probably work in Chinese, but it will help us to sort of have an outline in our mind.
也许在中文不能完全的翻译出来，但是会帮助我们来认识。
Your teacher this morning, Chip, was called to school.
你的老师Chip 弟兄今天被叫到学
校。And I'm sure you're glad that you didn't have to go to school today.
我想你很高兴今天你不需要上学。
But next Sunday, I have a feeling that Chip is going to say, what did Dad talk about last week?
Yeah, 但是下个礼拜他们他会问你们他上礼拜交通了什么。
So, be ready.
所以你要准备。
Don't let me down.
你不要让我失望。
Let's turn our Bibles this morning to Colossians 2.
请我们打开哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians 2:9.
第九节。哥罗西书二章九节。
Just a verse here regarding this word fullness.
在这里就讲到丰盛。
In Colossians 2:9, we see that not only is the fullness in God, but there was fullness in His Son.
在这里我们不仅看到神的丰富，我们也看到他儿子的丰富。
Verse 9, for in Him, that is the Lord Jesus, all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. And in Christ, you have been made complete. And He is the head over all rule and authority.
哥罗西书二章九节，因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛，他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
All we have to do is look at creation and see something of this word fullness.
我们只要来
are enamored. We become just overwhelmed sometimes as we consider creation.
当我们来想到神的创造，我们实在非常的惊讶。我要说这次是因为已经堕落过的一个被造的世界。
On the Discovery Channel, if we look at the cat family, the lions, and the leopards, and the tigers, we see an angry world out there.
在Discovery 的电视的频道里面，你看到这关于这个猫的科的。
As fascinating it might be, it's a ferocious environment.
这是一个非常凶猛的一些的动物。
But it wasn't that way in the beginning.
但是在刚开始的时候并不是这样。
When sin entered this world, it affected from the smallest little amoeba cell all the way to the largest hippopotamus or elephant.
然后最近到这个世界，它就影响了从最小的阿米巴虫到大象或者是河马。
Everything became affected.
每一件事情都受影响。
Asteroids did not crash into this earth.
天体它并不是这样就这样撞到地上。
Sin, starting with Lucifer and then man, shook literally the foundation of this earth and planet.
当这堕落的天使来进到这个世界，然后他就震动了整个的人类。
Instead of a mosquito.And a flea being a friend of the animal kingdom, it's an enemy.
那这些蚊子啊，这些跳蚤，它们现在都变成我们的敌人。
And until the Lord Jesus comes back and reigns and rules and puts all of these things back again, we live in this environment of unrest and ferociousness, competition.
这等到主耶稣回来，我们在这之前，我们都。过在这种凶猛或者一个竞争的世界里。
But even after saying that, we see the great beauty, the harmony, and the ecology of this earth.
虽然我们看到不是这样的完美，但是我们也看到这个神创造生态的和谐。
God is perfect. God is love.
神他是完全的，他是爱。
There is a perfection. There is a compassion when we look at. The Father in heaven.
当我们看到 天父在天上是这样的完全和谐。
There is a greatness, a magnificence on one side, and then there is a, such a humility on another.
神是这样的丰盛，这样伟大，但是又却是这样的卑微。
All seen in the Father.
可以在父的身上看见。
And all of this, as we just read, was put in the Son.
然后神父的一切的丰富也放在。
And so when the Son came to this earth, everything that was in the Father.Bodily put in a person.
所以当子来到地上，神父神一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在他里面。
And this helps us to understand and appreciate God as we look at the Son.
当我们来看见子，也帮助我们可以来认识父。
And then a verse in opening in Ephesians 3.
请我们再翻开以弗所书第三章。
And I'm going to read just a few verses here, not to comment on them, but just to get to verse 19, starting with verse 14.
我要读几节的圣经，从十四节开始。
Ephesians 3, 14, and we're looking at this word fullness. For this reason, Paul the Apostle says, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man.
第十四节开始，因此我在父前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
Verse 17, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, through believing, and that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
This is an amazing few verses.
这是非常非常奇妙的几节圣经。
Do we see...How Paul is praying here for us.
我们看见保罗怎样为我们祷告。
And at the end there, he sums it up by saying, I am praying that you might come in to the fullness of God.
在祷告的总结，保罗就说，愿你们可以来进入基督的丰满。
All the peace, all the love, all the joy, the rest, the holiness that was in God.He's praying that we might come into that fullness.
所有的圣洁，所有的平安，所有的喜乐，所有的神的爱，我们都能够进入。
How often we live on crackers and cheese?
多少时候我们只活在那个饼干跟乳酪的当中里面
？Fretting over this, fretting over this and that, worried about this, angry about this, when the fullness of God.Is our inheritance.
我们为这件事情担心，为这件事情生气，但是我们却不知道神的丰富是给我们预备的。
We grovel on this earth like a worm.
我们好像生活在地上像虫一样。
Instead of by faith living in the heavenlies.
而不是凭着信心，我们可以活在天上。
Look to the next chapter, Ephesians 4.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Verse 13. Ephesians 4:13. Until we all attain to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
第十三节，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
When you fellowship together on Friday night, when you open this book and look at something about the Lord Jesus, what do you think?
当你们礼拜五晚上一起交通打开这本圣经，
Are you impressed with a man who would say from the cross as he looks down at all the people who have just put him there, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do?
当你读到主耶稣在十字架上说父啊赦免他们，因为他们不知道他们所做是什么。
When we see the Lord Jesus taking off his garment, girding himself with a towel, and washing the feet evenof those who would leave him and betray him.
当我们读到主耶稣他脱下外衣束上带子为他的门徒洗脚，甚至是为他要背弃他卖他的人洗脚。
From a social standpoint, this was the job of a nobody, a slave girl.
在从那历史上来看，这个洗脚是只是奴仆的婢女所做的事。
We look at the heart of the Lord Jesus, we cannot beBut be impressed.
我们来想到主耶稣他的里面的心，我们不能不被折服。
His walk, his talk, his silence, everything is golden.
他的行走，他说话，或他不说话。
And our verse says, which belongs to the fullness of Christ. This can be ours. This is the measure. This is what we're to measure up to.The fullness of Christ.
神所有基督的丰富都是为我们预备的，神也用这个基督的丰富来测量我们。
Well, I think this morning I can for myself, I think all of us can say we've come into very little of this fullness.
包括我自己，我们每个人都可以说我们进到基督的丰富只有一点点。
But this is not to discourage us.
这并不是要让我们泄气。
You're breathing today.
我们今天还在呼吸。
The very reason that you're breathing means that there's still opportunity.
你还在呼吸就证明你还有机会。
In fact, brothers and sisters, friends this morning, the only reason you're breathing today, the only reason God has decided to give you breath today, for one reason, that you might come into a greater measure of the Lord Jesus. Only reason.
弟兄姐妹朋友们，今天我们呼吸唯一的原因就是神还给我们机会可以来进入基督的丰富里。
There is absolutely no other reason for you young people, for any of the adults to go one more day if it doesn't have something to do with coming into the fullness and the purpose of God.
如果不是要进入神的旨意和丰盛的里面，我们每一个人也许我们就没有气息。
When we speak of the fullness of God, we're speaking of this inner life, this nature, character of God.
当我们讲到基督的丰盛，我们讲到我们里面的性情，神的性情。
And when we speak of his purpose, it's something of relationship that he desires.
我们讲到这个神的目的是神要我们进入与他的一个关系。
Right there in the Garden of Eden, we see the first picture of what God's purpose is.
在伊甸园的里面，我们就可以看见一幅图画来讲到神的心意。
Adam and Eve knew the voice of God. They expected him because he would come down often and be with them in the garden.
亚当夏娃他们认得神的声音，因为神常常到园子里面对他们
说话。 And in that coming down to the garden each evening, he reveals to us,That's his purpose. He wants to have fellowship.
他来到园中来小遇我们，神的目的就是要与我们有交通。
He's not interested in us just singing Beulah Land for 5 minutes and that's it. Now I got to go study.
神并不是说我们只要唱这个在荣美之地五分钟以后就好了，我们就开始读书就好了。
Many times our relationship with the Lord is just a brief time on Sunday.
多少时候我们与神的关系只是在主日很短的时间。
We sing a few songs, we hear a message, we get a little fuzzy feeling in our heart, and we say, oh, that was good.
我们唱几首诗歌，我们也许听了一些信息，我们里面觉得很舒服，说不错。
Now I gotta go study for an exam.
然后接下来我要开始努力的用
功。I gotta make a presentation at work tomorrow. I've gotta work.
然后要学习，或者是要准备工作。
And 6 days goes by before we ever think of the Lord again.
六天过去，从来没有想到主。
That is not His purpose.
这不是神的心意。
His purpose is, Lord, I need for you just to discipline me now with your spirit so that I can study this exam.
神的心意是要让我们在圣灵的管教的里面，我们也来读书。
You get your grade back and you get a 93, an A minus, and you say, thank you, Lord.
那你这个拿成绩回来，你得了93分，你就说感谢主。
It was the Lord.
是主。
You made my brain.
是的，你造我的头脑。
You gave me the ability to think.
你给我能够思想。
You gave me the spirit of discipline to make the decision to turn the television off and to do my study.
你也给我这样的一个意志，让我可以把电视关掉，我可以来学习。
We need the Lord in a living way for everything during the day. This is relationship.
我们在生活里面每一个时候需要主，因为这是一个跟主的关系。
This is purpose.
这是神的目的。
I did not marry my wife to have a Chinese launderer.
我并不是来跟我的太太结婚，所以我可以有个中国人的洗衣服。
I married her to have a relationship.
我跟她结婚是愿意跟她有一个关系。
There's a big difference.
这是有很大的差别。
That's purpose.
这是目的。
Purpose is relationship.
目的就是讲到这个两个人的关系。
So the Lord wants fullness, His life in us, so that we can have what? Purpose.Is a relationship.
神愿意我们进入这个丰盛，得到他的生命，所以我们可以进入他的心。
You cannot take a greedy, selfish person and marry them and have a relationship with a humble, compassionate, selfless God.
我们不能够想要说靠着自己这样很自私，为着自我想法的这样结婚。
So God has to do a growing up process.
却能够来经历神。所以我们必须要在主里面来长大。
And the apostle calls this coming into fullness.
这个使徒就告诉我们说要进入他的丰盛。
Coming into Christ's life so there can be this intimacy, this marriage.
要进到基督的生命里面，所以我们可以进入像那个婚约一样。
The question is, and that's what I'm going to share in the next few minutes,How do we do that?
问题是我们如何能够这样子做呢？
So for you young people who are taking notes, copious notes, we have God's fullness, God's purpose.
年轻人们在记笔记，我们要知道，我们要讲到神的丰富，神的心意。
This fullness was in God. It then was in the Son, and now He wants it in us.
这丰富本来在神里面，后来神把它放在儿子的里面，他也愿意进到我们里面。
Excuse me, Jack. I'm a little fast this morning. The question we ask then, how?
问题是如何进入呢？
How does it work?
我们这个怎么能够来做成？
How do I come into fullness on Monday morning?
我怎么样在礼拜一的早晨能够进入丰富？
Well, our first B.Is the word believe?
我们第一个字就是讲到要相信。
And one of the big mistakes we make when we look at that word is we say, "I have already done that."
我们最大的一个错误是我们讲到这个相信这个的时候，我会说我已经相信了。
I 5 years ago I believed.
五年以前我已经相信了。
It's done.
已经做好了。
Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved.
在使徒行传16章讲到，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
I put my trust in Christ.
我把我的信心放在主里面。
This great verse, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have God's life, eternal life.
约翰福音三章十六节也告诉我们说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
We look in the book of Romans and we see that Abraham believed, and it was reckoned unto him for what? Righteousness.
在罗马书我们也看到亚伯拉罕信神，神就称他为义。
The righteousness of God was put on the right side of the credit ledger in Abraham's life. Check, there's a credit. God's righteousness is there for Abraham.
亚伯拉罕一信，神就把这个义放在他的里面，让亚伯拉罕可以称义。
Look at Romans 4.
罗马书第四章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Romans 4:3. And what does the scripture say? And Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him. It was reckoned to him as righteousness.
经上说什么呢？说亚伯拉罕信神，神就算为他的义。
Verse 9. Faith was reckoned to Abraham as righteousness.
如此看来，这福是单单而是加给那个亚伯拉罕，因信就算他为义。
Verse 22. Therefore also it was reckoned to Abraham as righteousness.
所以这就算为他的义。
Three times in this chapter we see this word. He believed and righteousness was given to this pagan.
所以在这章里面第有 三处的地方就讲到说亚伯拉罕信，所以这个义就给外 亚伯拉罕这个外邦这个人。
The very righteousness of God was put in him.
所以神就把他自己的义放在亚伯拉罕的里面。
Of course, it took him a few years to learn to live that out in reality.
当然要花亚伯拉罕几年的时间把这个实际活出来。
And if we look at James 2, verse 23,
我们看雅各书第二章。
And the scripture was fulfilled which says, And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.
二章二十三节，这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义，他又得称为神的朋友。
Righteousness imputed to Abraham, and what was the result? Friend of God.
让亚伯拉罕因信称义，结果就是他成为神的朋友。
How did he become the friend of God? Started right back here. This word, he believed it was his. He believed he had come in to the righteousness of Christ.
亚伯拉罕怎么成为神的朋友呢？从哪里开始呢？就是来相信。
Brothers and sisters, how do you stay the friend of God?
那你如何继续能够成为神的朋友呢？
How do you and I stay in a humble state, even the humbleness of the Lord Jesus?
如果你能怎么样子能够像主耶稣一样，能够一直处在一个卑微的里面呢？
How do you experience the joy of being on Beulah Land Mountain when you're down here in the valley and there's clouds all over?
当你在低谷有四维有黑云的时候，你怎么样来经历在荣美之地这样的一个生命呢？
Well, I'll tell you what I have tried for years. I've tried to be up there on Beulah Land down here with all my might.
我好多年的时间靠我自己的努力，我想要进到那荣美之地。
I need to go to another Bible study and learn how to do it.
我需要再去另外一个查经来学习怎么样子来做。
And I feel that, and I thought if I just had another course on humility, looking at the Lord's humility, studying His humility, that I could get it in my brain to be humble.
我想说，我只要能够再修一门课来学习谦卑，进到我的脑里面，我就可以谦卑。
It doesn't say anything about trying. It says believe.
但是圣经并不是教导我们要尝试，而是说要相信。
Colossians 2:6 tells us that just as we have received Christ by faith, by believing. We're to walk day by day by faith.
哥罗西书二章六节，你们既然接受了主耶稣基督，就当遵他而行。
We were brought into this life by believing.
我们进到这个生命里面是借着相信。
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved.
要当信主耶稣，你就要得救。
Now walk by believing, step by step.
然后我们就在靠着信而行走，
oh,
一步一步。
This is why it's so difficult with our keen minds, our sharp minds, our contemplative mind. It's so difficult to get simple like a child. Just believe.
我们常常用心思意志去分析，但是却没有办法像孩子一样简单的相信。
This morning, brothers and sisters, think in your heart this morning, what you lack.
早晨，我们来想想我们缺少什么。
Is it long suffering?With your spouse?
是跟你的配偶长久的忍耐吗?
Is it wisdom for raising your child?
你缺少智慧来教养你的儿女吗?
Is it a difficult tyrant boss that is treating you unjustly?
还是说很难很像暴君一样的老板用不公义来对待你呢?
Is it an anger that just pops up when you least expect it?
或者是你没有注意到没有预期的时候你就突然很生气呢?
Your wife might tell your brothers to do something and there's an anger, there's a frustration.
也许你的妻子叫你做一件事情你就突然一下很生气。
You might dread coming home on Saturday because a whole list of things your wife has you to do.
也许你很怕礼拜六回家，因为你的妻子把你预备一长串的事情要你做。
How do we meet this from the Lord's perspective? How do we deal with this?
我们怎么样来应付这些呢？主要我们怎么样来面对这些情形呢
？Simply believe that we're in Christ.
我们只要简单的相信我们在基督里。
We believe that we were delivered from the power of sin. We don't try to deliver ourselves from the power of sin. We can't.
我们并不是自己努力来脱离罪的能力，而是我们相信。
You know, what's the greatest example we have in the Bible of a person trying to be good and to get rid of the sin nature?
圣经里面有一个人他就用自己的努力想要把这个罪性除掉。
The Apostle Paul, he said, Oh, wretched man that I am, who's going to free me from this battle?
使徒保罗他就说，哦，谁能够救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
How are we going to come in to a victorious life?
我们怎样能够进入得胜的生命呢？
It doesn't matter who says what to me tomorrow.There can be an inter peace and inter. Good morning. There can be an inter peace. There can be an inter life in us.
我们可以进入这个神的平安生命里。
Now there is a classic example of no self consciousness. All of us could take a lesson.
我们有时候也常常没有不自觉。
The Lord has to free us from self-consciousness.
神要我们从这个自我感觉里面
Self-realization. Oh, we want to be realized. We want our potential. I hear people say, what is my gift? What am I supposed to be doing around the fellowship?
有时候我听人家讲说我的恩赐是什么呢我要在聚会里面来做什么呢
All that stems from self-realization.
从这些都是对我们自我的感觉里面出来的。
It's not doing, it's loving Him. That takes care of everything.
不是要做什么，而是要来爱主。
And how does that occur? How does that? It's by believing we're in Christ.
怎么样来达到呢？就从相信我们在主耶稣里。
Jesus did not come to this earth to just set up a worldwide ministry.
主耶稣并不是到地上来成立一个全世界的一个布道会。
He didn't have a television ministry. He didn't have a book ministry.
他并没有一个电视的一个福音的工作，也没有一个。
The Lord Jesus demonstrated and had only one thing to do here on this earth.
主耶稣来活出来，他在地上只做一件事。
And that was to obey his Father in all things.
就是在所有事上来顺服父神。
Whatever his Father said, that's what I'm going to do.
不管父说什么，我就做。
And many times it made absolutely no sense to the people around him.
有多少时候在他周围的人来讲觉得很奇怪。
At first glance we think, oh, it was a healing ministry. No.
也许我们会讲到说，哦，主耶稣来地上就是要来医治。
Jesus only healed a person if he had orders from the Father.
只有主从父神听到说要医治，他才医治。
He wasn't here to impress people.
他并不是要来医治，所以可以让许多人觉得。
If he was, he was only going to impress people with one thing: his absolute obedience to the Father.
主耶稣来。他只要来证明一件事情，就是对他父神绝对的顺服。
And how does that become our life? By believing.
我们这怎么成为我们的生命呢？是借着相信。
Also, with believing, there is this word, baptism. Baptized.
借着相信以后
，into him.
就是要受浸归入他。
Believe on him.
相信他，然后受浸归入他。
When you said, "I believe in Christ," at that instant, you were baptized by the Holy Spirit.
当你说你相信主的时候，那时候你就得着圣灵的浸。
The greatest thing that could ever happen to a human being.
这就是能够发生在人里面最大的事。
It never happened to Abraham.
它没有发生在亚伯拉罕。
Never happened to Moses.
也没有发生,
Never happened to Elijah and David.
或者以利亚或大卫的身上。
Oh, the Holy Spirit came upon them.
是的，圣灵有降在他们身上。
The Holy Spirit from time to time was in them.
是的，有时候圣灵就临到他们。
We have that great example in Exodus 31 of Bezalel. He was able to make all the particles of the tabernacle because the Holy Spirit was in him.
在出埃及记三讲到比撒列，他能够得着圣灵，所以他可以做各样的物件。
But until the Lord Jesus rose from the dead, no one had the Holy Spirit live and dwell in them.
只有到主耶稣从死里复活，在以后，在才有圣灵住在人的里面。
And this morning, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit lives in you.
今天早晨，如果你是已经信主的，有圣灵住在你里面。
And he wants to be more than a little mouse in the corner in the attic.
他要比像在那个阁楼上的一个老鼠还要得到更多一点。
The Holy Spirit wants to be Lord and Master of your life.
他要成为你生命里面的主。
This is what baptism is all about.
这就是。关于受浸所有的意义。
And I'm not talking about the physical baptism. I am talking about what happened. Even some, most of us didn't even know it. When we said yes to the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit came and took up residency in you.
我还不是讲到说，外面的受浸，是说我们主说，我们对主说是的时候，圣灵就住到我们里面。
And as a result of that resident Holy Spirit in us, we said.No to the world, and I've heard some of you young people give wonderful testimony to that effect at your baptism.
我听见年轻人在受浸的时候也做这样很好的见证，有圣灵住在我们里面，我们可以对世界说不。
You understood. You were still going to pursue and get good grades.
是的，你知道，但是你还是要学习，能够有好的成绩。
That you were going to obey your earthly parents.
是的，你还是要顺服你地上的父母。
But the Holy Spirit in you began convincing you and showing you that you were of another world. You were of a kingdom, of God's kingdom.
但是圣灵在你里面会告诉你，你不属于这个世界，是活在神的国里。
And you are the hope for the next generation.
你是下一个世代里面的希望。
There's too many my age who have taken this way too lightly.
在我这个年纪的人里面，有许多人很轻看这件事。
We play church and the world. We've let the world creep into the church.
我们只是这样子来聚会里面随便的聚会，所以世界就进到教会里。
And it's the Lord's desire to raise up a new generation, just like He did in Joshua's time.
所以神的心意是要得着一个新的世代，就像他在得着约书亚的世代。
Joshua made it very clear. He says, "But me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord."
约书亚说，至于我和我家，我们要侍奉耶和华。
And that's what baptism is all about. It's an about face. I am following the Lord.
受浸就讲到说，我要在信心里面跟从主。
All you and I do is consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
你和我，我们把自己交给主。
That's all we can do is give ourselves to the Lord.
我们唯一能做的是把自己交给主。
The Lord sanctifies us. He separates us. He makes us holy.
所以主就可以使我们成圣，可以让我们与世界分别。
Oh, I've told this many times. When I went into the military, they made it very clear that we civilians knew nothing about being a soldier.
当我加入军队的时候，刚刚开始他们就告诉我说，你们这些老百姓不知道怎么样做一个士兵。
And the only time they got a little bit nervous is when someone thought that they could be a soldier by themselves.
有时候这些我们就想到说，我可以靠自己来做一个好的士兵。
Because it was the job of the United States government to make us soldiers. It was their job.
但是是美国政府的工的他们的责任是要把我们训练成为
士兵。The only thing they wanted us at 5:30 in the morning to be standing tall.
所以早晨五点半，他要我们做的事情就是能够站得很直，来敬礼。
And a very close shave.
而且呢，要把胡子都刮好。
Number three.
第三点。
Beholding him.
来注视他。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Before automation, every time you crossed the railroad track, there was just a sign like this, a square sign, or sort of an X sign.
在还没有那个电动的栅栏之前，每次你要过平交道，只有一个标志。
Does anyone remember what those signs used to say?
那个。标志上面写什么？有人记得吗
？Black and white signs. You remember?
黑白的记号，标志。
Stop, look, and listen. And I've always added another one. Obey.
就是停、听、看，然后我还要再加一个，就是要遵守。
A lot of people have stopped. A lot of people have looked. A lot of people have listened, and then they pulled out.
很多人也停也听也看，但是他们还是把车子开到那个平交道里面。
Right in the front of a great big freighter.
那有一个很大的大货车，就是那个火车这样拉了很多货物就撞过来。
That's what beholding him means. Stop, look, listen, and obey.
所以这就是注视的目的，就是停，然后要看，要听，然后要遵从。
Psalm 46:10, Be still, be quiet, and know I am God. I am the Lord Jesus.
在诗篇46篇第十节就讲说，你们要休息，要知道我是神。
I'm going to be a prophet right now for these young people in these first two rows.
因为对年轻人们来说，我现在要做一个先知。
It's a very important principle, and here's what I'm going to prophesy. Each one of you, and you probably are going to be interested in this, because you want to know, don't you? Want to know what you're going to become?
年轻人，你们是不是有兴趣知道你们以后要做什么呢？
You will become in life what you behold.
你们看什么，你们就要成为什么。
You will become what you gaze upon.
你要成为你所向你所注视的那个物件。
You will become in life as young women what affects your heart.
你来什么东西摸到你的心，你就会成为那个样子。
That applies to the adults too.
对大人也是这样子。
Grandma and grandpas.
甚至祖父母也是这样的。
Applies to every one of us.
对我们每个人都是这样。
What are you looking at?
你在注视什么呢？
When you just have a little quiet time, nothing to do, what are you thinking about?
你若有安静的时候，你在想什么？
as we gaze upon the beauty of the Lord Jesus, as we look at His harmony, the balance in His life, it becomes us.
当我们注视主的荣美，他和谐的生命，这样这个就变成我们。
We're fascinated about this man. We say, "Oh, I want a heart like that."
当我们看见主，我们稀奇主的作为，我们说我也愿意有主的心。
Remember, why do we pray? Then we say, "Lord, give me a heart like that."
我们祷告就对主说，主啊，给我有像你这样的心。
But we even go past that. We go back to here. I believe that you have given me that heart.
我们也要相信主已经赐给我们这样的心。
I believe what you are is mine.
我相信你所有的都是我的。
I can be like you.
我能够像你一样。
That's fullness.
这就是丰盛。
There's no particular order here, brothers and sisters. These all happen interchangeably. One minute we're beholding. When we're beholding, we begin to believe. When we believe, we recognize that we're already baptized by the Holy Spirit. It just needs to be released.
It all happens. 都一起发生，并不见得有什么样的次序。
Another B. B.Him.
然后就要成为他。
What a calling.
这是何等的一个呼召。
You are not called to do something for the Lord.
你并不是招来来为主做什么。
Doing comes absolutely automatically.
来做什么是很自然的。
It's very important. The book of James is the fruit of believing, of being baptized, of beholding Him.We are being Him.
雅各书的就是很自然的结果，只要我们相信，进入他，注视他，成为他。
If you ever want to get dizzy, just look at an anthill working.
Yeah, 如果你要头昏的话 ，Yeah,
yeah. Have you ever seen him scramble? These ants are just working.
你就只要看看那个蚂蚁，他们在工作。
It can make one dizzy.
你就会很头昏。
The Lord has not called us to be ants.
主耶稣并不是召我们来成为蚂蚁。
He's told us to look at the ants. We can learn some lessons from the ants.
他说，你们去查看蚂蚁的动作，就可以得到智慧。
You and I have been called to be Him in life, nature, character.
但是你我却是要来呼召，来成有主的生命、主的性情在我们里面。
We're not to be thought of as those. Oh, doesn't he look at what he's doing? Look at what she's doing. Aren't they active?
我们不是来看看这个人，看看那个人，说哦，这样他们是不是很好、很积极的在工作呢
？No, we see Christ in that person.
不是的，我们是从这些弟兄姐妹身上来看见基督。
We see an ordered life. We see selflessness.
我们看见没有自己，我们看见生命的次序。
There is peace in that person's life, just like Christ. There is joy.
在这个人里面有平安，有像主一样的喜乐。
The peace that was over the Lord's whole countenance as He was hanging on the cross is something inexplicable.
我们没有办法解释的，就是主当他被钉在十字架上的时候，他的脸是充满着平安。
It's the same peace that the Lord experienced headed for Golgotha that the Lord wants to be in us.
就像主他一路走到各个他一样，主愿意有这样的生命也在我们的里面。
All of this, brothers and sisters, is done in the environment of His body.
所有这些是在他的身体里面被做成的。
No one has ever grown up into fullness outside of the body.
没有一个人可以离开主的身体而达到丰富。
If I chop this finger off and set it here, it will never accomplish anything again.
如果我把我的手指砍掉放在这里的话，这手指就不能够来成就。
All the importance of being connected, assembling together, how we learn from these times.
所有的一切是要我们聚在一起来被成就。
How we have to exercise believing in the Lord's life to come together, just to accept one another.
我们来在聚会的里面要彼此接纳，我们也要来学习相信的功课。
God puts us with people that really don't exactly fit. We don't exactly have the same personal background, personality. It doesn't quite fit.
主把许多人摆在一起，在天然里面，我们好像不能够密切的配合在一起，因为我们不同的背景，不同的。
Did he make a mistake?
是不是神犯了错呢？
No.
不。
God did that for a reason.
神这样做有他的原因。
The only way you and I can come together Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and many phone calls during the week is by His life.
在我们许多人可以常常的聚在一起，是借着他的生命。
We often the Lord puts us together with someone, and after a while, oh, I don't like her, I don't like him.
主把我们一些人放在一起，后来我说我不喜欢他。
The reason God put you with that person is so you would have to pray.
主把你跟那个人放在一起，
so you have to cry out to the Lord, I need your life.
所以你要向主呼求说，我需要你的生
命。Why in the world did you give me this husband?
为什么你给我这样的先生呢？
Did God make a mistake?
神是不是犯错了呢？
No. We need God's life to live with that person.
我们需要从神来的生命，我们才可以跟这个人生活。
You'll be surprised who God puts us with.
你会很稀奇，主把我们跟什么样的人放在一起。
16 years ago, he put me with a whole household of Chinese.
16年以前他把我放在这个许多中国人的中间。
My diet was about this big 16 years ago.
我的食欲本来是很小的。
And Chinese food was outside that box.
我只吃很特定的一些食物，中国食物是不在这个里面。
And Indian food was outside that box.
印度的食物也不在这个里面。
The Lord enlarges. That's a physical example. The Lord enlarges us through this family.
主就借着这些把我们扩大。
I love Chinese food.
现在我喜欢中国食物。
That's how He stretches. That's how He changes us.
这就是他能够来扩大我们，来改变我们。
It's not always Beulah Land.
不见得总是荣美之地。
In fact, it's the valley.
事实上，常常我们活在低谷里
面。But the interesting thing, brothers and sisters, this picture of Beulah Land up in the mountain, it comes with us and is with us in the valley.
很奇妙的是，虽然我们在低谷里面，但是我们却里面的有一个荣美之地的图画。
And as a result, the Lord really takes us out of ourselves.And we begin to have a burden.
这样一个结果就是我们就有一个负担。
A burden for God's will, not our will. A burden for God's will.
对神的旨意，我们就有负担。
This results in praying.
然后再来祷告。
And we cease praying about ourselves. Lord, I need this. Lord, give me this. Lord, help me with this.
这样我们就会来停止对自己的需要，所有很多很多需要的祷告。
We don't see Moses praying that way. We see Moses praying for a million people.
我们看见摩西并没有为他自己的需要祷告。
Through this fullness, the self-life just fell away.
经过这样的丰盛，我们自我的生命就离开了。
Another B, boldness.
还有一个就是要刚强。
Boldness to stand before God and say, I believe this is the life that you have put in me.
很刚强的站在神的面前说，我相信是你的生命在我里面。
A boldness to say, I believe that I have been baptized into Christ.
有很刚强的生命说，我相信我已经在基督里面，浸在基督里。
And there is a fire in the belly to want to behold him, to know him.
里面就有这样的火，就说我要来注视他，要来认识他。
And without even thinking of it, there is a being him.
你甚至不需要去想，我们就能够活出基督。
In the environment of the body of Christ.
而在基督的身体的里面。
It's a great salvation.
这是何等伟大的救恩。
It's a full salvation.
是完全的救恩。
It's something that each one of us are to experience daily.
是我们每一个人每一天可以来经历的。
We're not to be like that little girl, crackers and cheese.
我们不要像那个小女孩一样，只靠着饼干和乳酪来生活。
It just doesn't that make just hearing that story just make you ache?
当然，你听到这样的故事，你里面是不是有伤痛呢？
We often live just like that.
但是我们常常活在这样的情形里。
This isn't deep theology, brothers and sisters. The Lord made it for children.
这并不是很深的神学，是神为所有的孩子们所预备的。
It's all for all who will listen.
是对所有愿意听的人预备的。
When Jesus fulfilled in Matthew 19, Mark 9, Luke 9, when he fulfilled his 3-year ministry, he went up into the mountain, Mount Transfiguration.
当主耶稣完成了在地上三年的执事，他就进到那个变化身上。
And God summarized with a very short speech his life.
他把他的工作把它有很简单的总结。
He said,This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.
天父就说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
God was pleased by the Son.
神他因着他的儿子非常的喜悦。
The Son this morning, for all of you who have received and believed in him,Is in you.
神的儿子今天对我们所有愿意相信接受他的是为着我们。
Can he say this morning to us, I am well pleased.
他能不能够对我们说我喜悦你。
He is if there is only the Son. If there's something of Dale, if there's something of you, you put your name in, then he's not pleased.
神只喜悦他的儿子。如果在你里面有其他的名字，神不喜悦。
Nothing of us, our will, our plans can enter the kingdom.
没有一件我们属于我们自己的，我们的意志，我们的计划能够进入神的国。
He was only pleased with one humanity, his son.
神只喜悦有一个谦卑，是他儿子的谦卑。
And so we believe in the son.
所以我们相信他的儿子。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, thank you for the place you have put us in your Son.
主，我们感谢你把我们放在你儿子里。
We want to come into the fullness of that today.
我们今天愿意进入这个丰盛里。
Do it, Lord.
主，你成就你。
In Christ's name.
靠主耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
Our brother asks us to believe on him.
我们的弟兄